Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday. It's a very Sunday, the day that I'm recording this. I'm literally in my room. I've just lit a Diptyque candle. I'm really going to like set the scene for you guys. I've actually done nothing this weekend in terms of like going out or anything like that. I've had a very productive weekend. I've been building furniture, assembling furniture, just kind of keeping myself busy that way. I don't know. I feel like this weekend coming up is like Halloween weekend, which I don't actually have any plans for as of yet. I have a costume and like an outfit idea, but no actual plans. But I feel like it'll be something last minute, hence why I've prepared myself and why this weekend I just didn't want to do anything. I've been so just like tired and stressed, so much so I've given myself a sty on my eye. I don't know if that's TMI, but it's really pissing me off and annoying me. Like normally when I get a sty, they just kind of go, and this one's really lingering and deciding to stay. And also this week, it was Mads's launch for her Luxe Decor collection. She had a party on Wednesday. And there's something about having a big night in the middle of the week when it's like an event or something that just completely throws me off during the week. Did I need to take it that far? No, I didn't. Did I go there excited? Yes, I did. But did I end up losing my phone, which by the way, I have found now, losing my phone and crying and needing to leave because I was just so drunk and couldn't find it? Yes, I did. So yeah, that kind of had me thrown off for the week. And this weekend, I just needed to chill. It needed to be a chill weekend. The weather's not been great either. And there's something about the weather being just grey and this autumnal darkness, which is why I don't like autumn. But I love when it's like chilly but sunny in autumn. Like it's literally my favourite kind of weather. But no, when it's like grey and rainy and like classic autumn and it's just cold, I just need to stay in bed. And that is what it's giving today on this Sunday. Hence why I'm in bed. Did I say I was in bed? I think I said I was in my room. I'm literally in bed with the candle on. And it just got me thinking. I feel like it's Sundays like this when people really are like, especially if you're single, obviously, you're just like, oh, it would just be so nice right now to have someone to cuddle up with, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. And just like, you know, watch movies and chill. And yeah, it just got me thinking, like, do I actually want that? Like, I always think like, oh, it would be nice. But like, when it actually comes to it, like, do I want that? I'm not sure. And I've wanted to record an episode about this ever since I really got a podcast. Because I think it's really important, especially in like today's society and sometimes like family pressure and just like, yeah, society pressure and stuff to be in a relationship and like go through these like set stages in life that, you know, you're a child, then you're a teenager, then you're an adult, and then you obviously get a career, and then you obviously meet a wife or a husband, and then you get married, and then you have kids. And like that just like sets structure. I don't know, it's never appealed to me. And I just want to reassure anyone else, like if they feel the same, that they're not alone, or if you're feeling the pressure at the moment because all of your friends maybe are in relationships, to be in a relationship, or like even if it's pressure from like your family, or just you're putting pressure on yourself. I don't know, I just want this episode to be low-key refreshing, that being single is actually okay and it's fine, and I actually want to be single, and why I think I might be single forever, and like that I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. So this episode's all about like being single and being happy, and just, you know, talking about that's totally okay. There's no need to be in a relationship. So let's jump into it.
Any questions? It's normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
I hope that intro made sense as to the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about. Because I feel like it's just mainly because of my TikTok that it kind of got me thinking. I'm just always seeing TikToks about what you should do to just like get a man. I'm speaking like as a straight female here, but what you should do to get a man, you know, how to get him to want you, you know, manifesting relationships that you'll be happy. And I'm just kind of like, what about the people that actually don't care to like be in a relationship at all? I don't know, maybe if it's because I've just not met someone that, you know, I'm just like, wow, I literally want to be with this person like all the time. And maybe my opinion will change. And I'm not saying that that's never going to happen. I'm just speaking right now. And if I just put it into perspective and think about it, if I'm single forever, I'm actually okay with that. Because I feel like I'm just very independent. And I just love doing things my way. And I know that sounds so selfish. And it also applies to the fact about having kids as well. I literally do not care to really have children. Like, I don't know if that's because I've never met someone that I'm like, wow, like, I really want to have a family with this person and like create a life together and stuff. I feel like, yeah, like some people just aren't cut out to be parents. And I'm not saying that I'm not. I think having Stevie, I know, like, by the way, if you don't know who Stevie is my cat. I know I could do it. And like, I love him so much as if he is my child. I feel like obviously I think producing a human, the bond would be even stronger. But yeah, I know I could do it. I'm not like opposed to the idea. But again, if I never have kids, I'm not upset or like angry about it. I know like some people are just like, oh my God, the one thing I want in life is to like have a family and like raise kids. And I think that's amazing. But do you know, like the pressure to raise a child is insane. I don't want to put that pressure on myself, like to raise a normal human being, because obviously you are their influence mainly for like the most part of their life. I just don't want that responsibility. Do you know what I mean? Like, does that make sense? I don't know. But yeah, going back to like the TikToks and stuff, I don't see a lot of people talking about loving, or like, sorry, not even loving, but like choosing to be single. I don't see a lot of people talking about that. And I feel like a lot of people do choose to be single. Like, I definitely am choosing to be single at the moment. I feel like I'm just in an era where, I feel like I've been like this for my majority of my life. I've tried dibbling and dabbling in relationships. And I don't know, it's just, I just don't think it's for me. I'm so set in my own ways and just like doing things in my time, on my schedule. Like, and that sounds so selfish, but like, I don't really care. Like, I just have a certain way of doing things. And I like, yeah, to do things my way. And obviously in a relationship and for it to be healthy and successful, you've got to be a team. It's just how it works. You've got to make sacrifices and, you know, all of that kind of stuff that make a relationship work. I just don't know if I want to be doing that. And just like the struggle, I don't know, I say about the struggles, and I suppose that like makes you like, maybe, I don't know, a better person, a stronger person, like going through all of these troubles and struggles and problems, like with a partner, is supposedly meant to like make you better. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm hoping if you're listening to this and this resonates with you, then this doesn't make you this, what am I trying to say? Like this, like makes you feel like a bit better if you are feeling shit about feeling that kind of way and thought like maybe you were the only one type of thing. I can assure you, you're definitely not, because I asked you guys to send me in, you know, reasons why you're single and why, or if you're like choosing to be single. And this is probably the most responses I've had to a question. So maybe it's actually more common than even I think. I just mainly wanted to do this episode to just let my feelings out, and hopefully a lot of you, well, maybe not hopefully, but just like, yeah, see if you guys can relate to feeling this way, like not needing to be in a relationship. And I feel like family pressure, especially around this time of year, like Christmas and I don't know, just talks of New Year's and stuff, you're just always going to get these more sort of like family gatherings and get-togethers and seeing family that you've not seen in a while. And it's always a question of, so have you got a boyfriend yet? As if that's like expected and a necessary step in my life. And I almost feel like I've got to be like, or give some sort of explanation as to why I don't. And it kind of makes me feel like, not like embarrassed, but I don't know. As in, it makes me question myself. But that's why I kind of remind myself that no, I actually don't want one. I really don't. Especially sometimes when I hear about people in my life or just like other people that maybe I don't know. And just the drama and the ag of like cheating. And I feel like cheating nowadays is way more prevalent and common, and it just almost to be expected just because of social media. I'm actually a strong believer in that. I think social media has ruined a lot of relationships and just like the whole concept like of a relationship, maybe not necessarily for me, like from experience, but just like from what I've seen on social media, what I see like happening and stuff, it just does not appeal to me whatsoever. I don't want to upset myself. And maybe that's a bad mentality to have, like going into the thought of a relationship thinking that it's just going to end badly. But I don't know, just from what I see at the moment, 8 times out of 10, okay, it kind of does. I don't know, like, and I feel like when you get into a relationship, everyone's got an opinion, and I just don't care, like, for that at all. It just feels more drama than it's actually worth. But maybe I'm just in a different position in the sense of I provide pretty much everything for myself. I always have had this analogy when it comes to the thought of relationships, that I think of my life as like a roast dinner. I've got all the components that I need. Like, I've provided it for myself. You know, I live alone. I'm financially stable. I am a very like independent person. I think I'm quite emotionally mature. Like, all of these things, I can take myself away on holiday or like whatever. I can do all that. So what do I need my partner to bring to the table when I've got pretty much everything on the plate already? You know what I mean? So I'm just looking for, if I am going to be looking for anything, like the perfect gravy to just complete my plate, my dish, you know, complete this roast dinner. And I'm actually, what I'm realizing, very fussy when it comes to gravy. And actually, literally in real life, I literally am very fussy when it comes to gravy. I'm very specific. But, you know, it would take a lot, I think, for me to like let someone into my life that I've created and like feel that they're adding something, you know. And I don't mean that in like a like an arrogant way, like at all. I'm just so content on my own that to bring someone in with all the potential added, like, stress and drama and, like, you know, whatever, as well as obviously them providing, you know, company and just, yeah, someone to do this life with, etc., etc. Yeah, like, I don't know, it would just have to take someone very special, and I feel like I'm just not willing to settle for less because I'm not desperate for this companionship. Do you know what I mean? Especially since I got Stevie as well. So, like, I've got someone with me, although it's not necessarily, like... Oh, actually, I feel like every cat owner can relate. We do talk, obviously. He's, like, literally my son, my best friend. Like, I literally love him, and we talk all the time. And, you know, he's by my side. Yeah, it's that void of wanting perhaps someone to be there is definitely significantly less for me these days. I don't know. And just, yeah, it got me thinking about all the reasons that I love to be single. I feel like whenever I thought I wasn't loving being single, it was only because I was comparing myself to just everyone around me, like, being in a relationship. So I was just maybe thinking, I want to be in a relationship, so, like, I'm the same as everyone around me. So then I'm not, like, left out almost, but not necessarily because I even, like, want one. Is this making sense? I'm low-key using this episode to just brain fart and, like, word vomit. Just the thoughts in my head when it comes to this subject. But I've just come to realize I just love being single. I love being able to do what I want. I love being on my own schedule. I love spending, like, my money, like, just on me. Even though I am, like, a very generous person, like, I'm not thinking about always, like, splitting the bill with someone and just, like, that kind of thing. I don't know. I love... What else do I love about being single? I love flirting with everyone. I'm so, like, indecisive that, like, again, not that I always think the grass is greener, and I've never cheated on anyone, like, obviously because I've never been in a relationship to cheat on someone, but I just think I know what I'm like. I love going out and getting drunk and, like, kissing people and, like, next weekend doing the same thing and, like, kissing somebody else. Like, I just, not that I, like, yeah, I know, actually I fully do love kissing people. Like, I love it. I love having a few glasses of wine and, like, kissing someone and, you know, just having fun. I love doing that. It's not, I know for some people that's really, like, unfulfilling and, you know, they're just doing it to fill a void, but I genuinely enjoy it. Like, I, like, the, all the perks of the single life, I love it. I'm not just saying that to pretend, like, I genuinely do. I love not having to answer to someone. I love being able to just do whatever I want. Like, I feel like that's kind of, like, my outlook on life. Like, I just love doing what I want and what more, or, like, what better situation to be in to be able to do that than to be single. And then, again, that then leads on to why I don't like relationships. Basically, all of the opposite reasons to that. Like, I don't know, I hate... Maybe it's just the process of, like, having to, like, get to know someone again and the potential of just being completely heartbroken. Like, I'm not good at, like, being upset. Like, if I'm upset, I'm really upset and it's just not worth it for me. I don't know. Is this all making sense? I'm hoping it does because I'm, like, literally word vomiting so much so that I'm forgetting what I said like 10 seconds ago. But yeah, I don't like, maybe it's the unknown that I don't like. I've always said that, like, I don't like the unknown, just the unknown of a relationship. Yeah, like having to get to know someone and just becoming so attached, I'm guessing. Because I can also be, like, severely detached that I'd just be scared they'd fuck up one time and I'd just be like that. Like, I'm over it. Like, suddenly the feelings have gone. I've got, not necessarily the ick, but, yeah. I can be quite cold when it comes to things like that. Probably a defense mechanism. Like, I'm sure someone here is listening that is, like, analyzing all of this. give me some psycho analysis. Is that what I'm trying to say? So, like, break it down for me. Like, am I showing classic signs of someone that's just in denial about it all? Because I don't feel in denial at all. I feel genuinely genuine about all of these feelings towards being single and being in a relationship. I feel like there's just, especially these days, just more problems in relationships than benefits. And I just don't have the time or the energy to have to deal with that. Life's too short. But then again, I don't want to go through life completely alone. But then again, I don't feel alone. I've got such amazing friends around me and family and stuff that I've never really felt like completely alone. Except maybe on days like this that I'm recording. The Sunday night feels, the seasons are getting colder. And these subjects always just are what people are talking about. The single community, what do they call it? Like cuffing season. Like these are the seasons that you get cuffed because it's the lonely season. And there's not like loads to do. So maybe it would just be convenient to get into relationship for the sake of it. Yeah, I don't know. But there's lots of reasons why I don't like relationships. And I just prefer the single life. Please tell me someone relates to that. But then also on the flip side of this, and I'm saying I'm choosing to be single, la 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 la, I don't exactly have people like knocking on my door to be with me, you know? So again, am I just saying like I'm choosing because there's actually no one that I'm interested in, but then no one is therefore interested in me? And I know that sounds really sad, and I'm not like upset about that and like saying that out loud. I'm just like, oh yeah, like that's another side of it as well. But I think there's many reasons why I am single, not just because I'm choosing to be. For example, even I said, like, I feel like I bring, like, pretty much, not like everything, but I bring a decent amount to the table. And that can be quite intimidating. I've always said this on any sort of like podcast that I've been asked this question on, or like, you know, when people do ask me this, like why I think I'm single. I think dating when you have like a big personality and just like a lot going on is really hard because it's just like men don't want that. Like they literally don't. If I've learned anything, it's just that men want someone by their side that does everything for them, but just like is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Silent. It's just like something pretty to look at type thing. And I know that doesn't apply to all men, but you know, in this day and age and just from social media and stuff, like from what I see, that is kind of what they want. They don't want someone loud and like with a big personality. And if they do, can you guys tell me like, where are these guys? I literally don't know because yeah, I feel like maybe that's why nobody takes me necessarily, not seriously. Seriously is the wrong word. But perhaps doesn't see me as like compatible for a relationship because, I don't know, not that I intimidate. Well, yeah, I'm not intimidating. Just maybe I intimidate them. I don't know. And that's not me trying to be like arrogant or something. But I think girls that are like loud and bubbly and like whatever, you can relate to that, please tell me that you do. I think dating with a big personality is actually really hard because, yeah, I feel like from what I've seen, that doesn't necessarily appeal to the male gaze. Or I'm yet to find someone that does want like a big personality and not just to like fool around with and have fun with, but like actually to date and like be in a relationship with. I also think I'm single because maybe deep down I'm still like insecure, maybe like about like my body and just stuff like that, which therefore I know like in a relationship you just have to be so open and vulnerable and like let all walls down and just be like so comfortable with this person. And I just can't see myself doing that with someone just because of my insecurities, you know? Like, but those insecurities aren't, well, I hadn't really thought about it until like right this second, but I hadn't really thought that they were like really just like prominent in my mind and like controlling the way that I feel and like act and like stuff, because I really don't think of them like that. But I think maybe when it comes to relationships, subconsciously that plays on my mind is to be like, oh no, like to be in a relationship, you've got to be, you know, totally comfortable around each other naked. And like, and I just, that's not me, because I just have never been that way. I don't know. I've never been in this sort of like situation. So I have nothing to compare it to, nothing to like really go against. And therefore I just don't do it. I keep asking if this is making sense because I don't even really think it's ever really made sense to me. And I'm just venting right now. But I hope that resonates maybe and someone can relate out there and make me feel a little bit less, I don't know. Not that I don't feel normal right now saying this, but yeah, just a little bit less. What's the word I'm trying to say? I don't know. I literally don't know. But yeah, it's a sticky one. It's a sticky one. But the conclusion is that I think just as I've been getting older and just witnessing everything around me, just, yeah, the thought that I might be single forever isn't scaring me as much as maybe if I was younger, it used to. I think our generations are becoming more and more independent and we're realizing men are trash most of the time, but if you've got a good egg, I am so happy for you. But yeah, social media is just ruining men's perspective on relationships. It's ruining my perspective on relationships. I'm a strong believer that it's low-key ruining relationships and why it just doesn't appeal anymore. I also think the pandemic's done this as well, mainly because we had that like year of staying inside and I think everyone just got a little bit comfortable by themselves. I was already comfortable alone, as I've literally said throughout this whole episode. I am, still am, and I was before. But I think just being in the pandemic and forced to be alone, people just got a little bit comfortable. And now going out and going on a date and stuff, it's not really appealing to people anymore. Like, it's just not. And it's proving to be a lot harder to meet people unless it's like on a dating app and stuff. And as much as I have Hinge, I've used Hinge, I don't really use Tinder, but as much as like, yeah, I like scroll through Hinge from time to time, just the thought of, oh, like having to start from scratch and the small talk and stuff, yeah, it just doesn't appeal. It doesn't feel worth it these days because it's probably just going to end in tears because I just don't really know these people. Sad, really, isn't it? Is this episode just suddenly really depressing? Has it taken a depressing turn? Anyway, that's kind of my thoughts on it all. Can you drop me a message if you can relate, please? But speaking of which, I'm now going to go through your responses. I asked you if you're choosing to be single right now, why is that? Or, you know, just if you are single, why is that? I just wanted to hear your thoughts on this because I feel like, yeah, it's not spoken about enough. We need to normalize that some people just want to be single, okay, auntie? who asks me every time, where's my boyfriend? Like, I don't have one and I don't want one. Okay? And that's fine. But yeah, I'm going to hopefully reassure myself now, and I'm going to go through your responses to this. Okay, yeah. So to be completely precise, I said, calling my solo fam, if you're choosing to be single right now, why is that? And if you want to stay single slash have no interest in a relationship, why is that? And your responses were really interesting. Okay, so I'm going to go through what you guys said. And like I said, this was the most responses I've had to a question I've asked you. So I'm hoping this episode is going to be helpful and resonate with you guys and make you feel better if you have the same feelings as me, so you know that you're not alone. And it's making me feel a lot better to know that I'm not alone just from reading your responses. But a lot of you guys said something along these lines, but somebody said, I'm just working on myself, my travels and my own goals without the distraction. That's what it is. I think to be in a relationship, you need to be open to just like being distracted from your own life. And I'm just not willing to do that. Yeah, I totally agree. I don't want to be distracted from my goals and my life and stuff. Unless it was for like someone super, super special, but I'm not going to settle for anything less than that. So, but on another note, somebody said, the single life chose me, got broken up with and haven't found anyone that compares. Again, I think it's important not to settle and don't rush. I feel like you saying that is you sort of saying, you know, you'd rather not be single, but, you know, it is what it is currently. But I feel like this is the good thing about being single is you have all the time in the world to just focus on yourself. And, you know, there's no rush to jump back straight into a relationship. Time to heal, time to just do what you want to do and like get back on your feet until you're in the right mindset and place to be in a relationship again, if that's what you want. But you might just enjoy the single life so much that actually, you know, you don't want another relationship. You're just happy as you are. Somebody else said, I'll rather give myself time to self-develop than give that time to a guy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you feel like you need to do some self-improving and develop and just find who you are. 9 times out of 10, a relationship is going to end because someone doesn't know what they want, or like they just feel like they're losing themselves a little bit, or like something that I feel like they're all the common reasons that you hear about a breakup. So I feel like until you're 100% happy with yourself, like a relationship probably won't work out, because deep down you're just like, there's so many question marks inside of you with regards to yourself. I think that's kind of what I was trying to say before about like the insecurity things and stuff. Like, I'm not 100% happy with like me, kind of more like aesthetically and like on the outside, which I do feel like is important in a relationship, in the sense that, you know, in order to be vulnerable and like let your guard down and totally comfortable with someone, you do need to sort of be happy with yourself. So yeah, and until you do, it's just probably not even gonna work. So like, I'm just not trying for that reason, but I'm aware of that. But yeah, a lot of people saying to work on becoming whole on my own and validating myself. I'm in my mid-20s. I just love the freedom. Exactly. I've seen so many TikToks of older people saying, if you could give advice to yourself, you know, to your 20-year-old self, what would it be? And loads of them say to just be single. Like, find the relationship later in life. Like, enjoy the freedom that you have in your 20s to just kind of be young and explore and go traveling. Not that you can't do that at literally any age, but you know, if you want a relationship, like, wait till you're like a little bit older, had all the life experience, done what you needed to do, you've got it out your system, like, now you're ready. Somebody said, sometimes it can be too time consuming, gotta get that degree before that baby. I like that. But yeah, again, going into a relationship, you've got to be willing to put the time in. the work, the effort, like, that's what you've got to do to make a relationship work. And it's okay to be selfish and realize that actually, mentally, I don't think I'm ready to do that. I don't want to do that. Like, the thought of that is just, yeah, it just sounds draining, and it's just not what I want to be doing with my time. Me saying that is not, you know, it's my life. I don't care if I sound selfish. I think society's taught us that, like, oh my God, that's just like such a selfish mindset. It's like, no, it's actually just the way that I want to live my life. Okay. I don't need to be a team. Like, if I don't want to, and if I know that mentally I'm not ready to do that. Someone said, I find my own company enough. More people cheat these days, and I feel like I can't trust anyone. I totally agree. Especially from, like, the outsider's perspectives, when us singletons watch all these relationships, whether if it's our friends or maybe, like, online or, like, something, and you just hear about all of the dramas and the trust and the, like, not like the psycho behavior, but you know what I mean? Like, the pointless arguments, like, oh my God. And supposedly that's just all part of it. Count me out. Like, I really don't want that. Like, I really don't. Somebody said, I just have no interest in guys right now. I don't even know why. In myself, I'm just not feeling anyone. Again, I totally agree. And maybe if we met someone that we were like, oh, okay, like, maybe this is this person, then our opinions might change. But the interest of, like, going out and dating is just not appealing to me either. I don't know why. I literally don't know why. Anyways, maybe it's just seeing all of these trash men out there. But then I've got to go out there to find the good ones as well. And there obviously are good ones. Obviously. Oh, somebody said, I just left my boyfriend because I realized I want to be with women. So figuring that one out. Good for you, babe. Good for you. I want to know what the turning point was. Or, like, maybe do you just know something like that, like, deep down? But congratulations on now maybe living a new authentic life and an exciting new chapter. Yeah, definitely enjoy being single now and dip your foot in all of the ponds, the new lady ponds that you're obviously very interested in. Somebody said, I'm healing physically and mentally, so my next relationship will be the right one. Good for you. I think too many people don't allow themselves the time to be single and to heal, especially if they've been through something traumatic in, like, a previous relationship, because the thought of being alone is just so awful and scary. And I'm hoping this episode, if you relate to that, makes you realize that it's actually okay to be alone. And it can be fun and enjoyable. And it's a life a lot of us are choosing to live. But yeah, not enough people allow themselves the time to be alone because they're scared and they just think the relationships are the best things ever. But, like, I think I mentioned this literally a couple of minutes ago, but you'll never make a relationship work if you are not 100%, like, if you're just basically looking for someone to complete you and, like, no, not that. That's not what I mean at all. Because that's what I said that I would need. It's someone to, like, finish off the roast dinner, like, be the gravy and stuff. But I mean it in a way, like, if you feel in yourself that something is missing, like, so therefore you're not 100% happy with yourself, which was the point that I made before, and you try and seek that from somebody else and you need them to make you happy, like, that relationship will never sort of, well, it might, but I can't see a relationship like that being successful and lasting forever if you're not fully 100% happy with yourself. What else have people said? I'm scrolling and a lot of people are saying the same thing. A lot of people saying because men ain't shit. And I think that has been a common consensus, like, a lot. And maybe, again, it's why social media is ruining relationships, because I just see that message a lot on social media. And, you know, I agree with them, sort of, but it's kind of because of social media. But for the men, the good guys out there that are probably thinking, yeah, social media has ruined relationships because there's people on TikTok telling all these girls that men ain't shit and then therefore they're not even giving me a chance. Like, yeah, see, social media's become the devil. I love it in so many ways. It's my full-time job and I love it. But when it comes to relationships, I feel like it fucking sucks. Like, back in the day, you'd never catch, like, your mum checking your dad's following and if it had gone up by one, like, that shit didn't exist. And, like, this is why our parents are still together and married, if they are. I mean, I speak because mine are. If not, then I'm sorry. Obviously, social media probably didn't have a part to play in that, but you know what I'm trying to say, okay? You know what I'm trying to say. Again, this another valid point. I'd rather keep my inner peace and not be constantly worrying or stressing about somebody else. And I also feel like it's not even just about somebody else, as in the other person in your couple and relationship. When you get into relationships, you've just got to juggle so much, like with your friends and stuff, and just, it's all about just keeping people happy, and then you might even lose yourself through that process, and it's just all a bit much, isn't it, darling? Like, do you know what I mean? I'm so glad a lot of you are we're all in the same boat with this, so hopefully you can relate as I'm reading these things out, and you agree as well. Again, somebody said, I've been single for 5 years now, and I love it. I'm so comfortable in my own company. Somebody said, no one deserves this WAP. Babe, I totally agree. A lot of people saying struggling to trust people, hard to meet people these days if dating apps aren't your vibe. Just living my best life and focusing on myself. Dating apps are draining my energy. Totally agree. Because I've learned that you don't need a relationship to feel fulfilled. Again, that was a point I think I was trying to make earlier. A lot of people have that mindset that they need a relationship, like, to be, yeah, fulfilled in life. And I just don't think to be fulfilled in life that's the case, but I'm speaking for myself. You know, this doesn't apply to everyone. If your relationship fulfills you and you have the best, most happy relationship ever, I am so happy for you, and, like, congratulations. Like, this isn't me shitting on that and telling you that that isn't worth anything, or, like, that isn't anything to be happy about. Like, do you know what I mean? I hope that's not come across. Somebody said, what is meant for me will come for me. Until then, I am learning, growing, and enjoying me. And I love that. I feel like maybe that's what I'll leave this on. I'll leave it on that note, because that's such a great mindset to be in when you're single. And I feel like that's what I want to preface as well. Like, what is meant for you will be for you. And if it doesn't happen for you, that is absolutely okay. A relationship is not the be all and end all. Even if you think you really, 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 really want one, like, I'm hoping this episode will, I don't know, enlighten you to a different mindset that actually being single is okay. And you can be content, you can be happy, you should be happy. Like, you're just living, and you can live such a free, happy life doing whatever you want. And hopefully you're learning, growing, and enjoying yourself, learning more about yourself. To be self-aware and just so comfortable with yourself is just, like, the biggest flex. Not these people, well, not everyone. But not these people that are, like, in relationships that seem happy but aren't. I'm sure we've all got, we can think of our friends that are, like, in a relationship but just complaining all the time. Like, how lucky are we that that's not us? Like, and we are happier alone. And that's okay. Fuck what society says. Fuck what your family at Christmas say and all of that pressure. Just relieve yourself from the pressure and the stress and just live in the moment, your single self. And yeah, is that a good note to end on, I think? It was meant to be uplifting and positive. So I hope that translated and you guys have just bared with me while I word vomited and just let it all out on how I feel on this subject. But I hope you guys could relate in some way. And if not, and if you're in a happy, successful, fulfilling relationship, you're just listening to this for the support, then I also appreciate you. But to all of my single gals, guys, whoever's listening, just remember it's okay to be single. But happy Monday. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I will see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.